Please turn with me. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16.
第24节.
Verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
第18章第1节.
Chapter 18, verse 1.
当时门徒进前来, 问耶稣说, 天国里谁是最大的? 耶稣便叫一个小孩子来, 使他站在他们当中, 说我实在告诉你们, 你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式, 断不得进天国。
Verses 1 to 3. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a child to himself and set him before them, and said, Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
第4节, 所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的, 他在天国里就是最大的。
Verse 4. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
第19章第3节.
Chapter 19, verse 3.
有法利赛人来试探耶稣说, 人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗? 耶稣回答说, 那起初造人的是造男造女, 并且说, 因此人要离开父母, 与妻子联合, 二人成为一体, 这经你们没有念过吗? 既然如此, 夫妻不再是两个人, 乃是一体的了, 所以神配合的, 人不可分开。
Verses 3 to 6. And some Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause at all? And he answered and said, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
第8节.
Verse 8.
耶稣说,摩西因为你们的心硬, 所以许你们休妻, 但起初并不是这样。
He said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been this way.
10节到12节.
10 to 12.
门徒对耶稣说, 人和妻子, 既是这样,倒不如不娶。耶稣说,这话不是人都能领受的,唯独赐给谁,谁才能领受,因为有生来是阉人,也有被人阉的,并有为天国的缘故自阉的,这话谁能领受,就可以领受。
10 to 12. The disciples said to him, If the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, it is better not to marry. But he said to them, Not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given. For these are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are also eunuchs who made of themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to accept this, let him accept it.
第13到15节.
13 to 15.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣, 要耶稣给他们按手祷告,门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说,让小孩子到我这里来,不要禁止他们,因为在天国的正是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手,就离开那地方去了。13
to 15. Then some were brought to him so that he may lay hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And after laying his hands on them, he departed from there.
25
and 26.
门徒听见这话, 就稀奇得很，说这样谁能得救呢？二十六节我们同声读好不好？
Let's read together verse 26.
耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。好，我们再读十九章三十节。
Chapter 19, verse 30.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
第二十章第十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 16.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
Thus the last shall be first, and the first last.
好，我们今天早晨读经就读这么多。
So much for scripture reading this morning.
我们感谢主这一次带我们一同聚集在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that this time He has brought us together before Him.
我想到今天啊，我们等于是第八堂聚会。
I think by now this is our eighth session.
我相信大家都知道，我们这一次啊，主给两位用话语服侍的弟兄同样的负担是什么。
I'm sure you know that the Lord has given to the two brothers the same burden and what that is.
我或许再稍微讲一下。
Maybe I need to elaborate once again.
好，我们要在天国里做主的门徒。
In the kingdom of heaven, we are to be His disciples.
好，我们第一天晚上呢，我们的弟兄就告诉我们，马太福音啊，不是普通救恩的福音。
The first night, our brother already shared with us.That the gospel of Matthew is not just a regular kind, normal kind of salvation.
救恩福音着重在白白的恩典。
The gospel of salvation emphasizes on free grace.
凡相信的人都可以得救。
Whoever believes can be saved.
好，我们不需要做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
也没有任何的条件。
And it's unconditional.
马太福音乃是讲到天国的福音。
The Gospel of Matthew speaks of the Gospel of Heaven.
现在这个时期，天国是隐藏的。
In this ancient time, the Kingdom of Heaven is hidden.
是在基督的生命的里面。
It's hidden in the life of Christ.
是在有基督生命神儿女们的里面。
It's hidden within the life of the Son of children of God.
是在真实教会的实际的里面。
It's hidden in the reality of the church.
世上的人得不着也看不见。
The people of the world cannot receive it, nor can they see.
但是每一个重生得救神的儿女们，天国的实际已经在我们的里面。
But for every born again children of God, the reality of the kingdom of heaven is inside.
我们每一次奉主的名聚集，天国的实际就在我们的中间。
Every time we gather together in His name, the reality of the kingdom of heaven is among us.
但是这是在生命里面，所以是隐藏的。
This is because it is in life, therefore it is hidden.
它只能借着我们的生活，像盐一样，像光一样，让人去领会，去明白。
Only through our daily lives, such as it is in salt or light, then other people can understand it.
但是当主回来的那一天
，For the day when the Lord returns,
我们知道主第一次来是受苦的弥赛亚。
The first time the Lord came, He is the suffered Messiah.
他为我们所有的人。的罪，他舍命在十字架上。
He gave his life on the cross for our sins.
他成为众人的赎罪祭。
And he became the redemption for all.
但是当主第二次来的时候
，The second time he came.
他是荣耀的君王弥赛亚。
He is the glorious king, the Messiah.
他要在地上建立他的国度。
On this world.On this earth, he is to establish his kingdom.
那个国度称作天国。
And that kingdom we call the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道天国的实际，那个时候天国的子民乃是在地上的犹太人。
The reality of the kingdom of heaven at that time is the Jews.
那个时候主的首都要在地上的耶路撒冷。
The capital will be in Jerusalem.
地上仍然有列国。
We will still have nations.
但是列国所有的政治。都受弥赛亚的管制。
And yet the government will be under the control of Messiah.
那个时候联合国总部不在纽约了。
United Nations will no longer be in New York.
那个时候如果还有联合国的话，它的总部在耶路撒冷。
If we still have United Nations by that time, it should be in Jerusalem.
因为受膏的君王已经登基了。
Because the anointed king has already been enthroned.
那么这个国度要延续一千年。
And this kingdom will prolong for 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我今天在天国里做主的门徒。
Today, if you and I today are the disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
那么那一千年你我在哪里呢？
Then in that 1,000 years, where will we be?
我们做主的门徒，我们配得过主的国度。
If we are His disciples, then we are worthy to be in His kingdom.
这就是马太福音的信息。
This is the message of the Matthew.
马太福音告诉我们说，做天国的门徒追求的乃是得胜得奖赏。
Therefore, in the book of the Gospel of Matthew, the disciples are seeking after the reward in the kingdom of heaven.
我们要胜过今天那阻挡神旨意的。
We are to overcome the person who's opposing God's will.
神的旨意在他的儿子基督的里面。
God's will is in His Son, Jesus Christ.
他的目的是借着他的儿子成全救赎，得着教会。
His purpose is to, through His Son, in accomplishing salvation, He gains His church.
昨天下午我们弟兄已经讲得很清楚。
Yesterday afternoon, our brother already expounded
on this
very clearly.
主完成了救恩以后。
After the Lord accomplished salvation.
他现在坐在荣耀里，在父神宝座的右边。
Now he's sitting on the right hand of God.
那么今天神在做什么工作呢？
So today, what is God doing?
乃是借着基督在圣灵中来建造基督的身体，就是教会。
Through Christ in the Holy Spirit, he's building up his church.
我们知道这是那个意象的中心的意义内容。
This is the central content and focus of the vision.
所以昨天晚上我们稍微讲到彼得被带到变化山上，看见了那荣耀的大君王。
Last night we said that Peter was brought up to the Mount of Transfiguration and saw the glorious King.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主在肉身中，如果他跟你同行，你一点都不会觉得他稀奇。
In the flesh, if he is walking side by side with us, you don't think that he is anything special.
因为他跟你我一样。
Because he's the same like you and I.
他也会肚子饿。
He can hunger.
他也会难过。
He will feel sad.
我们知道他也会欢乐。
He also can be joyful.
人生所有你有的感觉，他都经历过。
He has experienced all of the feelings of you and I in this life.
所以我们感觉他跟我们一样。
So we feel
like he's
the same like God.
但是那一天在变化山上面。
But that day on Mount of Transfiguration.
弟兄姊妹们，那是一个意象。
That was a vision.
马太记载说，忽然之间主就变了形象。
Matthew recorded that suddenly the Lord was changed.
那一个情景抓住了彼得。
That scene grabbed onto Peter.
在彼得要寻道之前，他写彼得前后书。
Before Peter was martyred, he wrote 2 Peter.
他在回想那件事情。
As he reflected on that scene.
在彼得后书第一章第十六节到第十八节的里面。
In 2 Peter, chapter
第一章
1:16-18.
他说：“我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们。”并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the Majesty glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
我们看见彼得在这里讲到他看见主那真相的时候。
Here when Peter was recalling the true form of the Lord Jesus.
他说这跟他的国度降临发生关系。
And this is intimately related to his coming.
弟兄姊妹，这就是马太福音传的福音。
This is the gospel that Matthew was trying to show.
我们得救了以后，要明白神给我们的训练是为着我们进国度，与他一同得荣耀。
When we're saved, we must understand that the reason for his training is that he needs to bring us into the glory of his kingdom.
与他一同掌权。
So that we can reign with him.
那一天主改变形象，仿佛应验了诗篇十九篇作诗的人他所看见的基督。
That transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17 really came to pass what was mentioned in Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇那里讲到呢，他说这个太阳呢住在帐篷的里面。
In Psalm 19 says the sun was made his place in a tent.
好，我或许读一下，他说呢，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。第四节。
Psalm 19 verse 4. He has placed a tent for the sun.
你想想看呢，今天太阳哈，你用肉眼都不能去对着它看，对不对？
Just imagine you cannot use your physical eyes to look directly to the sun.
地球离太阳这么远，我们如果用肉眼看，对着太阳看呢，你的眼睛就瞎了。
The globe is so far away from the sun, and if you try to look at the sun yourself, then you'll be blinded.
你能用个帐幕把太阳包住吗？
Is it possible for you to wrap the sun with a tent?
但是主耶稣来到地上，这个肉身里面就是个太阳。
But when Jesus came to earth, his flesh, he himself was this sun.
他把他自己完全隐藏起来。
He completely hid himself.
但是在他里面却是大君王。
But within him, inside of him, is the majestic.
彼得那一天看见的那个威荣。
Peter that day saw that majesty.
这个是个意象。
That was a vision.
而这个意象到底意义到底是什么呢？
And yet, what is the meaning of that vision?
在第十六章里面讲到三个重要的说明。
In chapter 16, we see three different kinds of explanation.
这一位君王，他就是受膏者弥赛亚。
This king is the anointed Messiah.
那说到他的职分。
It speaks of his ministry.
那么他是永生神的儿子，那是讲到他生命里面的身位。
He's the son of the living God, which is the personal position of Christ.
他的 life and his person.
The life and his person.
除了耶稣以外，没有人能够认识神。
Aside from Christ, no one can know God.
就告诉我们说，在他里面的生命是神儿子的生命。
Meaning in him.The life is the son of the life of the son.
所以他一切的表现就是那个神子的身位。
So all of his expression is the very life of the son of God.
The person of the son of God. 好，弟兄姊妹们，这是那个意象里面第一个的意义。
This is the first meaning of that vision.
第二个意义，它显出来是国度君王的威荣。
The second meaning is that he manifested the majestic glory of this king.
那么他的国度在哪里呢？
So where is his kingdom?
我们知道在地上，人讲一个国家的话，我记得我小时候读的美国的 government 不知道是不是这样讲的。
When I was young, when I read about government,
啊，我们讲到一个国度啊，要有主权，哈，要有人民，要有土地。
And so we said that in the kingdom we need to have this.People and we need to have authority. We also need to have land.
第一个 sovereignty.
First, we need to have the sovereignty.
第二个要有 people.
We need to have the people.
第三个要有自己的 territory.
As well as our territory.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣来了，君王在那里有 sovereignty 了。
So when the Lord Jesus comes, there is sovereignty because He is the King.
但他的人民在哪里呢？
So where are His people?
他的 territory 在哪里呢？
Where is the territory?
弟兄姊妹，就是你和我。
And that is you and I.
那就是教会。
That is the church.
所以他看着彼得说，本来称他做西门巴约拿。
At first, Jesus called Peter Simon by Jonah.
他说你是彼得。
You are Peter.
你不过是一个小石头。
You're just a little rock.
本来是个顽石，顽固不化的。
In the past, a very stubborn rock.
但是你现在得着了我。
But now that you have me,
我的生命在你的里面。
My life is in
you. 要改变你。
And I will change.
使你成为好像我一样的那个活石。
So that you can be like me in this living stone.
是有一个有生命的石头。
A rock with life.
那么建造起来成为教会。
To be built up and this becomes the church.
那个就是国度。
That is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你配吗？
Are you worthy?
我配吗？
Am I?
我们照着原来的本相都不配。
According to original form, we're not worthy.
我们像彼得一样，非常的顽固的。
We're very stubborn, just like Peter.
好，我们 每一个人都觉得自己是好的，是对的。
We all feel that we are right and we are good.
但是主的生命在你我里面，若是我们跟随他做门徒，他就改变我们。
If we follow him as disciples, he will change our life.
我们改变的越多，我们就越合适被建造起来，成为那个教会。
The more transformed you are, the more worthy we are to be built up in his church.
那么第三个
Third,
在这个意象里面怎样改变我们呢？
In this vision, how will he change us?
主借着他自己先为我们舍命流血，为我们赎罪。
By himself, he first died on the cross to shed his blood for our sins.
主讲到他自己的十字架。
He spoke of his cross.
但是十字架的死只不过是消极的一面。
The death of his cross is only on the negative side.
他第三日从死里复活了。
The third day when he was risen from the dead.
这个复活告诉我们说他得胜了。
This resurrection tells us that he
overcame. 他胜过了什么呢？
What did he overcome?
胜过了罪和罪的权势。
He overcame sin and the power of sin.
胜过了死亡，就是阴间的权势。
He overcame death, which is the power of Hades.
他胜过了掌死权的，就是撒旦。
And he overcame those who have the power of death, which is Satan.
我们中国人的神话里面讲，掌死权的是谁呀？
In the Chinese fairy tales, who is the person that holds the power of death?
对不起，我姊妹又不能翻译了。阎罗王，对不对？哈，你去见阎罗王，现在的人去见马克思，马克思就是阎罗王的代名词。哈，弟兄姊妹们，但是今天。当主耶稣复活的时候
When the Lord is risen,
阴间的门打开来了，本来是只能进去不能出来的。
The gate of Hades is now open. Before it, we can only go in and not come out.
他的生命胜过了。
His life overcame it.
因为他就是复活。
Because he is resurrection.
什么叫做复活呢？
What does it mean by resurrection?
必须经过死还能够出来，那才叫做复活。
You must go through death and yet you can come back out. That is resurrection.
我们的主为我们得胜了。
Our Lord has already
overcome. 这是那一天彼得看见那个异象里面的内容。
This is the very content of the vision that Peter saw.
这个内容我们几句话就讲完了，对不对？
We can express this just a few statements.
但是若是圣灵把它开启在你的里面，
But if the Holy Spirit opened this inside,
在你进入它里面，我昨天讲到那启示的经历，
And brings you into this revelation.
你在生活中吃下去，
And in your daily life, you eat.
变成你的生命。
That becomes your life.
弟兄姊妹，那是不得了的能力在你的身上。
This is an overwhelming power inside of you.
这是我们看见教会历史许多神的儿女们为主做的见证。
This is a testimony that many brothers and sisters have made in church history.
那个叫做天国的福音。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
那个从神的儿女们中间活出来了，弟兄姊妹，那个叫做向万民做见证。
When this can be lived out among the Christians, we can see that this is a testimony for the world.
不是道理。
It's not just teaching.
弟兄姊妹们， 我年轻的时候听过一个真实的见证。
When I was young, I heard this real testimony.
那个时候是冷战时期。
It was during the Cold War period.
在苏联，他们逼迫基督徒。
In Russia, they were persecuting Christians.
现在我住的环境里面，我遇见很多从过去苏联来的俄国人。
So the environment that we live in, we see a lot of Russians that were once persecuted in the past.
他们是非常敬虔爱主的神的儿女。
They're very godly people.
我姊妹有一个同事，她就是这样。
I have a colleague that works with me. She was from there.
她的父亲因为信耶稣做见证缘故，被充军到西伯利亚。
Because her father was a Christian minister, they were exiled into Siberia.
他们全家的人跟着去。
His whole family went to Siberia.
他们功课最好，但是不能读大学。
She was very good in school, but she never graduated from high school.
做事最负责、最认真，但是从来没有得过任何的好处。
She excelled in school, but she was never ever recognized.
但是他们甘心情愿。
But they were willing.
非常的喜乐。
Very joyful.
主知道谁是属他的。
The Lord knows who belonged to him.
等到苏联瓦解以后，他们出来到了美国。
And later on, they were able to come out of Siberia.
所以我们认识他们。
So I came to know her.
我们有时候在一起交通了，啊，真是感觉在神的家中那个喜乐。
Every time I share with her, I really feel the joy of sharing a sister.
我要讲的这个见证就在冷战时期。
This story I want to tell is happened in the Cold War time.
因为他们推行无神论，啊，这个唯物主义， 所以迫害基督徒。
Because at that time they were really forging ahead in atheism, so they persecuted Christians.
有一批爱主的人在西伯利亚被充军，他们改造，改造不成，他们就是不肯放弃信仰。
A group of Christians were tried to be reformed by others, but then they could not change their faith.
结果上面下令要把他们处死，怎么处死呢？
So they were condemned to death.
不让他们穿外衣。
They refused to allow them to
wear the outer clothes. 在最冷的冬天，到一个冰湖的上面。叫他们围成一圈，就在那里冻。
In the coldest winter, they were to be frozen to death in this little pond.
那旁边看守的警卫们呢，都要烤火才能够维持温暖。
The guards watching them had to build a fire to keep warm themselves.
告诉他们说，你们什么时候愿意说我不信耶稣了，立刻你就可以回来。
Meaning that whenever you want to say you do not want to believe in Jesus, you can come out of the cold.
这四十个人围在那里。他们唱诗、赞美、祷告，声音越来越微弱。
They stood there and sang and praised, and the voices became weaker and weaker.
有人开始动了，倒下去。
Some people started to fall down to the ground.
都没有人起来。
Nobody got up.
忽然有一个人软弱了，他说他怕死。
So one person immediately became scared, and he was afraid of death.
他就转头去跟那个守卫讲，我不信耶稣了。
Then this person turned to the soldier and said, I don't want to believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们人会软弱的。
We sometimes can be weak.
彼得都软弱到发臭起誓说我不认识他。
Even Peter once swore to say that he did not know Jesus.
我们不要觉得我们都很了不起。
Don't think that we are really somebody.
我们需要主。
We need the Lord.
但他一说这个，那个警卫马上就把衣服披在他身上，把他拉出来。
And as soon as this person said that, the soldier gave him a coat and grabbed him out of the crowd.
立刻就有一个军人呢，他就把他的衣服脱了。你不信，我信，他就进去了。
And another soldier immediately said, "You don't want to believe, I do." So he took off his coat and went among the crowd.
这个军人，这个兵，那一天看见了荣耀。
That soldier that day saw the glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是历史上活生生的见证。
This is a live testimony out of history.
今天我们有这么好的恩典，但是我们不要。
Today we have such a wonderful grace, and yet we refuse it.
等到主回来的时候，所以圣经上讲，有许多的人咬牙切齿啊，说我怎么这么笨呢？
When the Lord returns, the Bible records to say so many people be gnashing of teeth.
我有一次在机场，那时候安全检查，帮我拿行李进去那个人。
One time I was in the airport and going through the security.
他碰到我，他就问，他说你有没有碰过一个人呢、啊？以前他有80,000股的这个 Apple 的股票，结果他800块就把它卖掉了。
He said, "Have you seen anyone who had
eight thousand shares
of the Apple stocks, and then he would sell it for $800?"
我说那个人是谁？
And I said, "Who's that person?"
他说就是我，所以我今天在这里搬箱子。
He said, "That's me. That's why I'm here hauling your luggage."
弟兄姊妹，这是眼光的问题。
It's a matter of our value.
因为我们觉得这是未来的事情。
We think this is something.
谁知道是确定的还是不确定的呢
？How we know the certainty?
就算你买股票，你怎么知道 Apple 会涨起来呢
？Even if you buy your stocks, how do you know that Apple will go up?
我们知道 Apple 跌下去的时候，这都没有人要的。
When the stocks and Apple fell, nobody wanted it.
弟兄姊妹们，我只是讲地上事情，这些事情都会过去的。
I'm talking about earthly things, and these things all will pass.
但是主的话安定在天。
But the word of the Lord firmly stands.
他说他第一次怎样来，他就怎样来了。
How he said he will come the first time, and he did.
他说他必要再来。
He said he will return.
你相不相信呢
？Do you believe that?
好多时候我们经过环境，就觉得大概主不来了。
Many times when we go through circumstances, we feel that he will never come.
今天好多美国教会不讲主再来了。
Today, a lot of Western churches will no longer preach the return of the Lord.
所以今天福音变成社会性的福音。
So therefore, the gospel became a social gospel.
叫做 feel good gospel.
Or the feel good gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
That's not right.
福音里面有一部分叫做天国的福音。
In the gospel, there's a portion that we call the gospel of heaven.
所以不仅有得救的这个福音。
So we not only have the gospel of salvation,
还有得胜的福音。
We also have the gospel of overcoming.
得救的福音是白白的。
The gospel of salvation is free grace.
得胜的福音是告诉我们说，你要得奖赏，你要在天国里面 与神的儿子一同掌权。
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven is that one day in the gospel in the kingdom of heaven, you will reign together with Christ.
很多神的儿女们说，我只要上天堂，当然在门口扫扫地就好了。
A lot of Christians said, I am just happy with sweeping the floor in the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，不是你想象的那样。
It's not how you imagine.
因为将来真的进到新天新地的时候，每个人都在那个荣耀里。
Because one day in a new heaven and new earth, all of us will be in the
glory. 没有人去扫地的。
No one will be sweeping the floor.
因为那个时候，那个地是什么呢？是黄金街、碧玉城。
We'll have a pearly gates and golden streets. You don't need to sweep the floor.
弟兄姊妹们，当然。那些都是有属灵意义，不是真正的那样的事情。
Of course, all this all has a spiritual connotation, not literally.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，若是我们今天不认识，我们该追求得胜。
Today, if we fail to realize that you need to pursue to overcome,
那一千年，我们就要重新做门徒。
In that 1,000 years, you have to once again learn to be a disciple.
那叫做补课。
You have to have
make it up.
Make it up. Make up your classes.
弟兄姊妹们，你读书有没有重修过、啊、
？Have you had a chance to make up a class?
我们不好好读啊，还有机会。
If you don't do learn well or study well now, you will still have another opportunity.
但是就不像第一次那样。
And it will not be like the first time.
这是主讲到聪明和愚拙的分别。
This is the difference between foolish and wise.
你知道，在马太福音里面有好几组讲到聪明与愚拙。
Quite a few times Matthew mentioned about this.
第七章讲到聪明与愚拙。
Chapter 7.
第二十五章讲到十个童女，有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙。
Chapter 5 says about the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish.
所以我巴不得这一次，你别的东西可以忘记，但是你要记得，若是你听见主的呼召，你要求主说，主啊。
This time you can forget everything else, but at least for one thing, if you can hear the Lord's calling you, you need to say, Lord, please accept me.
我愿意在天国的实际里。
I'm willing to be in the reality of the kingdom of heaven to follow you.
做天国的门徒。
And to be the disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，那么在那个意象里面，第三个解释就是你达到得胜的路是。跟随基督走十字架的道路。
And in this vision, the third aspect is in order to get onto the path of overcoming is that you need to walk the way of the cross.
所以刚才我们读十六章二十四到二十七节。
That's why we read in chapter 16, verse 24 to 26.
门徒们说，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己。
Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself."
因为呢，你不舍己，主耶稣的生命就没有办法充满。
Because if you do not deny yourself, the life of Christ will not fill you.
就好像一个杯子里面已经装满了东西，你有上好的要倒进去，倒不进的。
Just like in a glass, if you is already filled with something, if you want to pour something else into it, you cannot.
我们刚刚讲到，主耶稣借着他的十字架，把他的生命，就是那复活的，显出来了。
We already said that on the cross, the Lord already revealed His risen life.
他要把他的生命赐给每一个跟随他的人。
And He is to give His life to all those who follow Him.
不仅仅是得救的时候得的那个那一点点的生命。
Not only at the time when you're saved, you receive this life.
并且要他的生命呢，在我们每一个属他的人里面变得丰满。
But that this life within of us, for all those who follow Him, will be.
那条道路，主呼召门徒们。他自己先讲到他的十字架，才告诉门徒们：“你们要舍己，背你自己的十字架。”
In order for that life to be full, we need to follow him to take up a cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是彼得在变化山上看见的那个异象的解释。
This is the explanation of what Peter saw in that vision.
所以保罗就告诉我们说呢，我们到神面前要认识神呢，需要智慧和启示的灵。
That's why Paul says that in order for us to come before the Lord to know Him, we've got to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们的启示是揭开让你看见。
The revelation is open up for you to see.
看见震慑我们，但是那是一时的。
To see and it's just at a moment.
他还要智慧把它解开来。
We need to have the wisdom for it to be understood.
你明白它的意义。
So you can understand the meaning.
你就会用了。
They can use it.
你会享受它。
And enjoy it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在这里。 主给我们看见，主告诉我们，我们要背，要舍己，背自己的十字架。
Therefore, the Lord says here, we must deny ourselves and take up our own cross.
主说，因为呢，人若要救自己的魂生命的话
，For whoever wishes to save his own soul life,
我们有一天都要丧掉魂生命。
One day we will lose it.
好，弟兄姊妹，如果主回来的时候，我们在地上的头脑、知识、科学，所有的财富、情感、艺术，通通都没有了。
One day when the Lord returns, all of our physical, emotional factors are all gone.
因为那是我们自己的魂生命，我们在地上抓得紧紧的，舍不得放。
Because all of these belong to our soul life, we grab onto it and we were reluctant to let go.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们见主面的时候，那个叫做赤身露体。
So when we see the Lord, then we will truly be naked.
但是若是我们今天借着各种的环境，我们放下自己，然后得着基督。
In all circumstances, if you're willing to lay down yourself to gain Christ,
得着基督在做人，他的完美人性的魂生命。
And to receive Christ in His own perfection.
那我们见主面的时候，我们脸上就没有羞愧。
Then when we see the Lord, we will not be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主讲的，我们背十字架跟随他的原因。
And so the Lord says, this is the reason why we need to bear our own cross to follow Him.
我要稍微讲一点我们的己哈。
I need to talk a little bit about ourselves.
我们的面子就是我们的己，对不对
？Our face is ourselves.
啊，你如果哈。不摸到人的尊严呢、啊，面子，你跟他相处很容易的。
It's easy to get along with people if you're not touching his own self dignity.
如果你一碰到他的己的话，他的面子，那他跟你没完没了的。
If you are in touch of his face or his selfish self life, then he will really give you trouble.
我讲我自己年轻服侍主的一个经验。
I'd like to share something when I was young.
那个时候主开我一点的怜悯我。让我爱慕十字架。
The Lord was merciful to me, and I long after His cross.
但是我对十字架的经历真的是没有什么。
But I was rather ignorant regarding the experience of the cross.
我也在主面前祷告，主啊，不要顾惜我的感觉，任何的对待我都接受。
And so, Lord, just go ahead and just give me any kind of treatments. Don't care about how I feel.
我要做你的门徒。
I want to be a disciple.
我祷告完，我自己大概都忘记了。
I think I forgot after I prayed.
哎，结果有一次夏令会。
So one time in the summer conference,
那时候我刚刚蒙召出来服侍主。
I was just called and came out to serve, learning to serve.
学习服侍主。那么弟兄们就说，你既然蒙召，那么这个夏令会啊，诗歌由你来领好。
So they said, the brother said, well, since you've been called, why don't you take care of this inspiration?
我们有那一次夏令会请了一位年长弟兄，大家都很熟的。
An elderly brother came that day to that time for the speaker.
那他第一堂，我就很恭敬的去请教他。你今天讲什么题目？有没有诗歌
？And the first time, first night, I said, in a very respectful way, what song do you want to sing tonight?
他选了一首诗，我就领大家唱。
He wanted to choose the song, and so I let everyone to sing.
那首诗歌说：“你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。”
He says, "If you do not press the olive into oil, it will not become oil." And it was a very popular, famous song.
我大学二年级。的时候学会那首诗歌，我很喜欢唱，我也认为我有一点经历。
I like to hear him, I like to sing, and I thought I have a little bit of experience.
所以那一天领诗歌的时候，我就借着那个诗讲了一点东西。
So I using the words in the hymn, I share a few words.
我自己给自己打分数，我觉得我领诗歌还领得不错的。
I felt to myself that I did a pretty good job.
那么祷告完，我就下去把时间交给讲员。
And after I prayed, I went down and gave the time to the speaker.
讲员一上台，第一句话，刚才领诗歌这个弟兄根本不知道他在讲什么。
And the speaker came up to the podium and says, "Just now, the brother explained about this song. He had no idea what he's talking about."
他根本没有被压碎过。
He has never been pressed.
哎呀，我那天坐在底下，不知道把我头低了多低，满脸通红。
I didn't know where to put my head.
弟兄姊妹，人的面子被摸到。
Our face has been touched.
你又还能够跟他讲话吗
？Can you still talk to this guy？
他是一位年长弟兄，爱护你。
He's an elderly brother. He loved me.
我们在教会生活，在世界上生活，常常碰到己的问题。
As we live in the world and even in the church, we face the issue of our faith or ourself a lot.
你的己被碰到，你是发一顿脾气，叫别人知道你伤了我，还是跟主说：“主啊，这是好机会，让我舍掉他。”
When your self-life comes out, do you throw a temper or do you say, Lord, thank you for giving me this good opportunity so I can learn to deny myself?
那我又舍不掉怎么办呢?
And if you don't know how to deny, then what do you do?
你就伏在主的面前。
You need to prostrate before the Lord.
这时候主就倒空我们。
At that time, the Lord will empty you.
然后主要充满他自己。
And then he will fill you with himself.
弟兄姊妹，这就是进天国最基本的学习。
This is the basic learning of entering into the kingdom of heaven.
所以年轻的时候，年长弟兄说，你要把你每一个时价的学习都记下来。
When I was young, the elderly brother says you have to record every single lesson of the cross.
不是去吹嘘自己。
Not to remind yourself.
而是借着这个去感恩。
But to use this to be thankful.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
这就是彼得看见的那个异象。
This is the vision that Peter saw.
我们知道彼得接下来他那时候只是看见。而且他也明白异象内容，但他没有经历。
At that time, Peter saw it and understood it, but did not experience it.
等到主要上十架的时候，他开始有经历。
But by the time the Lord went up to the cross, he started to experience it.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道他跌倒的非常的惨。
We knew that he fell a terrible fall.
他得着主的扶持。
But he was sustained and supported by the Lord.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。这就是我们的经历，做天国门徒的经历。
That is our experience to be the disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
我前几天前几堂也讲到，等到彼得服事有一点声量了，他错了。
We also said that after Peter served for a period of time, he did a mistake.
那一天，年轻的保罗站起来，公开的抵挡他。
The young Paul stood up and publicly opposed him.
而且保罗说什么话呢?
And what did Paul say?
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，你钉死了没有?
Paul says, I've already been crucified with Christ, have you?
然后保罗说他是爱我为我舍己，他爱不爱你呢?
Paul says, he loved me and gave himself for me.
Do you love him? 那天摸到的不是彼得的面子。
That day what was touched was not Peter's face.
而是彼得那一个里面向基督降服的灵。
But the spirit in Peter who has been prostrated before the Lord.
所以当彼得离开世界以前还特别提到保罗说我们弟兄保罗的话你们要好好的读。
So especially before Peter was martyred, he especially mentioned that you must read our brother Paul's words.
为什么?因为彼得在天国的实际里面做主的门徒。
Because in the reality of the kingdom of heaven, Peter was truly a disciple.
那么今天我们要和弟兄姊妹交通。这个做门徒最好的环境就是在教会中。
The best environment to be the disciple is to be in the church.
所以第十八章里面，门徒们到主面前来问，天国里谁是最大的？
So in chapter 18, the disciples asked Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
刚才我们已经讲到，天国今天是隐藏的，天国的实际在属主的儿女们的里面，在教会中。
We already said that the kingdom of heaven is hidden and it belongs to all those who are his children.
我们在教会中，如果我们进入十八章的生活，那叫做被异象管制的生活。
When we enter into chapter 8, we can see that this is the life of the vision that is being controlled.
主不是让我们看一个异象，我们就有某种资格。
It's not that you're being a certain, you have a certain qualification when you see a vision.
弟兄姊妹，乃是那个异象抓住那些看见的人。
But that the vision will grab a hold of those who have seen it.
他们的生活就不一样了。
Their life will be different.
他们的侍奉也不一样了。
Their service is different.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我要和弟兄姊妹讲一点哈，在异象管制底下的生活。
In a vision-controlled life.
第十八章里面给我们看见，在弟兄姊妹中间，在教会里面。我们要做小孩子。
Among brothers and sisters in the church, we need to be like a child.
不是说你讲这个小孩子的话。
It doesn't mean that you need to do baby talk.
我到美国很不习惯，我要承认这是文化差异。
I think this is a cultural difference. After I came to the States,
美国人
I'm very uncomfortable.
这个大人呢，也喜欢跟孩子一起玩游戏。来，我们来做这些唱诗歌。
Adults like to play together with kids.
我到现在还不习惯。
I'm not comfortable with that.
不是说我里面没有这些，但是我觉得一个人里面呢，生命长大了，我们教孩子的时候可以这样教，但是我不要去学孩子说话。
I think now that we've become mature adults, we need to act like an adult.
啊,
we can play with our kids, but we don't want to act like a child.
这可能是我的软弱,
maybe this is my weakness.
但是像我的姊妹, 我们孩子小的时候,
like when our children were young,
孩子有的时候行为出轨,
and sometimes they misbehave.
啊, 那我的姊妹常常跟他们讲, act like your age.
And many times I tell my children, you need to act your age.
你要照着你的年龄来行动, 说话。
You need to act and speak your age.
啊, 今天有很多在主里已经很成熟, 结果说话像个小孩子一样, 像个儿童一样, 那是不好的。
And so it's very inappropriate when we see a grown-up adult speaking and acting like a child.
那么主说要你们回转向小孩子是什么意思呢?
But then what does the Lord mean when he says you need to be converted and become like children?
我们在神面前, 我们灵里面的光景。
This speaks of our spiritual condition before the Lord.
所以主说呢, 凡自己谦卑, 向着小孩子的,
therefore, the Lord says, whoever then humbles himself as his child.
就是我灵里面, 要像一个谦小孩子, 小孩子觉得什么, 自己什么都不懂,
meaning, in our spirit, we feel like we are a child, we know nothing.
觉得自己什么都不是,
we are nothing.
觉得什么都没有,
we have nothing.
而且小孩子啊, 这个尊严比较小一点,
and that the self-dignity of a child is very small.
他可以受教的,
he is very teachable.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是做小子,
that is what it means for being a child.
简单的讲啊, 就是我们要学会, 靠着主的十字架, 对付自己里面那个高大的思想,
meaning that we need to have the cross to deal with us in a lot of our lofty thoughts.
啊, 碰到事情来的时候呢, 学会放下自己,
when issues come, we need to learn to let go of ourselves.
在18章里面讲到做小子, 啊, 那都是指的做小孩子。
When it mentions little ones, in chapter 18, it's referring to the little child.
你知道彼得在五旬节那一天站起来, 他就是个小子。
When Peter stood up in the day of Pentecost, he was a little one.
但是他是个leader。
But he was a leader.
他说话就像个leader。
He spoke like a leader.
但是他灵里面是个小子。
But in his spirit, in his heart, he was a child.
所以我在讲, 当他错的时候, 保罗修正他, 他接受。
When he was rebuked by Paul, he was able to accept it.
今天在教会侍奉里面呢, 一个人稍微有一点声量了, 就很难接受别人的意见。
In church nowadays, when a person has a particular type of stature, it's hard for him to come down.
像昨天我们弟兄讲到, 彼得坐在那里, 问主说, 主啊, 是你可以, 你洗我的脚吗?
Just like our brother said yesterday, that Peter asked Jesus whether or not you want to wash my feet.
啊, 在他的里面呢, 早就把人排好顺序了。
In Peter's heart, he has his own priority.
不是这样的。
That's not true.
一个真正在国度里面的人是谦卑的人。
A person who's truly living in the kingdom is a humble one.
弟兄姊妹, 我只讲一点要点。
These are just some highlights.
好, 我留给弟兄姊妹, 自己好好去, 去思想和追求。
I'll let you think about the rest.
啊, 他说, 主说呢, 这个小孩, 你不要轻看他, 你接待一个有这样灵的人, 你就好像接待主一样。
If you receive a little one like him, like a little one, then you're receiving the Lord.
而且不要绊倒小孩子。
You're not to stumble a little child.
主在这里讲到绊倒, 不是说, 啊, 啊, 照着真理我们不能说话。
When it speaks of stumbling, it doesn't mean that according to the truth, you remain silent.
今天很多时候, 啊, 我们怕绊倒人, 所以就不敢说真理。
Nowadays, for fear of stumbling others, you dare not speak the truth.
啊, 这个绊倒原来它有一个意思就是 offend.
The stumbling has another meaning of offending.
你知道你要向一个犯罪的人告诉他说你不该犯罪了, 他会生气的。
For a person who sinned, you tell him he should not sin, he will get angry.
这个叫做 offend, 是不是?
This is offending.
所以为了不要 offend 他, 所以我们就不跟他, 就讲说, 没关系, 你做这个没关系。
In order to avoid offending him, you just say, oh, this is okay.
主不是这个意思。
That's not what Jesus means.
所以主底下说, 这个世界有祸了。
So therefore the Lord says, what was this world?
什么呢? 本来他是有谦卑的灵的, 但是我们现在捧他, 使他像世界一样高大起来了, 那是绊倒他。
Originally, he had the spirit of the world, and you inflate him up even higher, and yet you do not correct him, then you're stumbling him.
很可惜哈,
very sadly.
今天在基督徒中间, 这种心态太普遍了。
Among Christians, this is so, it happens everywhere.
啊, 我们为了要叫人呢, 留在我们聚会里面, 就给他一个位置。
In order for this person to remain among us, we give him a position.
其实他刚刚蒙恩没有多久。
Maybe this person is just barely saved.
但是就捧他。
And then we inflate him up.
弟兄姊妹，这个人就高大起来。
Then this person becomes puffed up.
他本来是个小子的。
Before he was a little one.
现在他变成一个世界中像一号人物了。
Now he becomes a big cheese.
弟兄姊妹，那个是很可怕的，那个人呢，他绊倒了。
This is a frightening thing because you are stumbling that person.
以后你要再教他东西，教不进去了。
Later on, when you want to teach him something, you can't.
弟兄姊妹们，我只能讲一点这个哈。他主还说不要轻看小子。
And the Lord said you cannot despise the little one.
为什么呢？
Why?
任何一个属主的人，为着主，甘愿看自己是无有的人。
Anyone who is willing to see himself as nobody.
他的天使呢，天天见父神的面。
His angels see the heaven, the Father's face every day.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以我们不要轻看任何一个人。
We cannot despise anyone.
我认识一位老弟兄。
I know of an elderly brother.
他年轻的时候得救是清楚的。
He was clearly saved when he was young.
他二十五岁的时候，因为在教会里面生命追求长进。
Because when he was 25, he really pursued before the Lord, and he grew a lot.
他被设立为一个聚会的长老。
He was established to be an elder for the church.
啊，我跟他开玩笑，因为你太年轻做长老，难怪你就下监
了。And I kid with him, and I said because you became an elder too young, so therefore you were imprisoned.
他在解放以后呢，就被下到监牢里面。
And after the release, he was sent to prison.
文革的时候被下乡改造十年。
In a cultural revolution, he was sent to the farm.
但是他一点都没有难过。
He did not feel sad.
他告诉我说，感谢共产党。
He says, I thank
God. 让我下乡劳动十年，做赤脚医生。
And took me to the labor camp. For 10 years.
天天就是翻山越岭去农村帮农民看病。
And he went to villages after villages to look at to heal the sick because he was a doctor.
那十年呢？把我自己身上病通通都治好了。
And so in those 10 years, I became totally well.
以前他有三高的。
In the past, he had all kinds of blood issues.
回来以后，通通都没有了。
When he came back, he was
healed. 他充满了喜乐和感谢。
He was full of thanksgiving.
后来改革开放了，他可以服侍好多地，他自己是个医生呢。
At the end of the Cultural Revolution, he came out and he himself was a doctor.
非常好的内科医生。
He was a very good internist.
那么他开始了。服侍照顾弟兄姊妹，真是一个好的牧人，好的长老。
He was a really good shepherd, a really good elder, and served many Christians.
后来因为子女的缘故，他就到了海外来。
Because of his children, he came overseas.
他在澳洲一个聚会里面。
That he served in Australia.
和弟兄姊妹一同相聚。
And he served together with brothers.
他们聚会请了一位很有名的年轻的传道人。
In that meeting, they invited a very young and yet famous preacher.
有一次我去看他，他告诉我，他说这个弟兄啊。他说表现不太好。
So I went to visit him one time in Australia, and his brother said, "Well, this young brother, he has some issues."
这是我加上的，我觉得表现不太好。
I felt to my that's just what I said.
因为在中国大陆很有名，他进出他的光碟大家都听了。
Because this brother goes in and out of China a lot, so he has a lot of DVDs.
啊，所以他出来的时候就有一种的气势。
So he has a certain kind of aroma with him.
我们的老弟兄哈，他那时候都快九十岁了。
At that time, this elderly brother was already in his 90s.
他说：“一位主的仆人来，我们去机场接他。”
He says, "We went to the airport to pick him up."
弟兄们说：“你年纪这么大，不用去，我们去接就好。”他说：“不，我去接弟兄。”
So this the other co-workers told our elderly brothers, "No, you're too old, elderly. So let's not you go. We will go ourselves."
当然，这个要来的客人不认识他，不知道他。
Of course, the visitor didn't know him.
所以接到的时候啊，那个接机的弟兄就跟那个弟兄讲：“这位是我们某某老弟兄。”
And so, when the brother came, one of the brothers was introduced the two brothers between each other.
他就把手伸出来，让老弟兄握一下。
So the young guy reached out his hand,
哼一声就往前走
and make a noise and walked away. He acted like he was the president. And our elderly brother just followed after him.
好，我们老弟兄告诉我，他说他架子好大哦。
And so the elderly brother says, "Wow, he's really a big cheese."
弟兄姊妹， 这个叫做轻看。
This is despising.
你不会摸别人里面的灵。
You don't know how to touch the spirit of the other person.
别人灵里面越谦卑，你要越尊重。
The more humble that spirit is, the more you should respect it.
我讲这个，那个年轻的服侍主弟兄，他被绊倒了，因为他已经像世界上的名人一样。
And I'm pointing out this young brother who is already pretty high up in his status. He himself has been stumbled.
他被谁绊倒了呢？
Who stumbled him?
被捧他的弟兄姊妹绊倒了。
The brothers and sisters who inflated him up too high.
所以我有一次听一个弟兄讲大陆弟兄姊妹，是你们的责任，你们把他捧大的。
And so one brother condemned the Christians in the mainland China and said, "You guys put him up too high."
我们的主在地上，谁捧他都捧不起来。
No one is able to pump up the Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
读五饼二鱼的神迹，那一天一万多人吃饱了，他们要捧他做王啊。
When the Lord fed the 5,000 when he was on earth, after he fed them, people wanted to make him king.
主怎么做呢？
What did Jesus do?
主立刻散会。
Immediately, the Lord ended the meeting.
独自退到山上去祷告。
He went up to the mountain to pray.
弟兄姊妹们，这是做主的门徒。
This is to be the disciple of God.
今天在教会里面，若是你我承担一点责任，你我应该更感觉自己不配。
If you and I have some responsibility in the church, we should even more so feel unworthy.
不要等到你犯了错了，叫弟兄姊妹受亏损，才说我不配。
Don't wait until you make a mistake and say you're not worthy, but by that time it's too late.
这个叫做被意向管制的人。
This is a person who is vision controlled.
今天在教会生活里面，我们看的相反的。
Today in church life, we can see just the opposite.
世界怎样捧人，今天神的儿女也怎样彼此相捧。
How the world puff up a person, we do the same thing in a church life.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the scheme of the enemy.
不要轻看小子。
We are not to despise the little one.
有一个失落了，我们要体贴父神的心去把它找回来。
If one is lost, we need to be mindful of the Father's heart to seek him back.
我讲这个失落，就是他被世界的灵占有了。
What I mean by being lost means he's being overwhelmed by the spirit of the world.
Overtaken.
Overtaken.
好，我们里面本来是基羔羊的灵的，现在变成世界的灵。
Before we should have the spirit of the Lamb, and now we have the spirit of the world.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我想底下讲到。我们要怎样挽回弟兄？
And later on, it talks about restoring our brother.
在挽回弟兄的时候，主特别讲到祷告的权柄。
As we restore our brother, the Lord speaks about the prayer for authority.
讲到我们聚会生活那天国的实际，因为主在我们中间。
We talk about the reality of the kingdom of heaven because we meet together.
何等的宝贵啊！
This is a precious thing.
所以不要轻看两三个人奉主的名聚集。
So do not look lightly upon two or three gathering together.
什么叫做奉主的名聚集呢？
What does it mean by gathering?
就是一切我们遵行主，让主在这里掌权。
That means in all things allow him to reign over us.
不是我们开头聚会的时候，这个领会弟兄说，我们现在奉主的名聚会。
It doesn't just mean that in beginning the meeting, we say we gather in his name.
要问主在这里是不是做首位。
We need to see, is he really having a lordship over us? Over
他真的能够在我们中间说话。
Can he really speak among us?
真的能够在我们中间修正我们。
Can he really come to chastise us?
弟兄姊妹们，那个叫做奉主的名。
That's what it means by gathering in his name.
然后讲到完全的爱，我们要饶恕弟兄。
And talks about forgiveness, this complete, perfect love.
你知道这个饶恕啊，就是我赦免了就忘记了。
Forgiveness means I've forgiven you and I've forgotten it.
我们基督徒的难处啊，跟现在犹太人难处一样。We can forgive, but we can never forget. 而且我不要你 forget, 我 forgive you.
The problem with us is we can forgive, but we cannot forget, and we want to make sure you will never forget it.
So you forever owe me.
And so forever you owe me something.
好，所以以后我可以对你大声讲话，因为我赦免过你。
So from now on, I can speak loudly because I've forgiven you.
这都是没有意向。
It shows that you have no vision.
但是我们都要经过这个。
We all must go through this.
我自己常常觉得我赦免了弟兄。
In the past, I felt I've forgiven my brother.
但是有一天主告诉我说，你没有 forget.
Until one day, the Lord said, you haven't really forgiven.
那一天我在主面前认罪。
And that day, I confessed before the Lord.
认罪以后得着极大的平安和释放。
After I confess, I was truly released.
弟兄姊妹们， 这是主的工作。
This is the work of the Lord.
我们要活在天国的实际里面，这个叫做做门徒。
We need to live in this reality of the kingdom of heaven.
如果你能够找到
a disciple,
对不起，如果我们找到一个聚会，大家追求有教会的实际。
If we can find a gathering where we all pursue together the reality of the church,
弟兄姊妹，你是有福的。
Then you are blessed.
今天很多的聚会不过是有教会的名义而已。
Today there are many assemblies that have the name of the church.
不一定有教会的实际。
And not necessarily the reality.
可能是不认识。
Maybe they have a lack of knowledge.
也可能是被传统、被习惯捆绑。
Or maybe they have the bondage under tradition.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
那么意象所控制的，还拉到我们的生活的里面。
Then being vision controlled really comes into our daily lives.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到基督徒的经历啊，在以西结书。他用一个描写，好像轮中套轮一样。
The experience of our Christian experience is like the wheel within the wheel in the book of Ezekiel.
我们知道这个轮子是以它的轴心做中心的。
We know that the spokes are the center of the wheel.
那么，这个是基督，是他的生命。
This is Christ and his life.
那我们在前面呢？生命打根基的时候也讲到婚姻，对不对？
And in the beginning when we talk about foundation, we talked about marriage.
那现在有了启示以后还讲婚姻干什么呢？
Now after the vision, we still talk about marriage. Why?
这告诉我们说我们在婚姻里面学的功课是一生的，并且可以有永远价值的。
Meaning the lesson we learn in a marriage is for all our life and even in eternity it has its value.
我们读那一段我们看见犹太人呢，当时的离婚变得很普遍。
This part of the Bible tells us that the Pharisees have had a lot of divorces.
就像今天这个世代一样。
Like nowadays.
以前美国在1950年代呢，离婚的人在社会上是抬不起头来的。
In 1950s, those who were divorced really were very shameful.
现在好像没有离过婚的人呢，变得不正常。
And it seems like those who have not been divorced seems to be there in the abnormal side.
我们有个姊妹啊，她是上海外语学院毕业的。
We have a sister who is a graduate from a Shanghai Language University.
她在80年代在国内工作是很红的。
And she's very popular in the 80s.
后来她随着她的先生出来了。
Afterwards, she came out with her husband.
就从绚烂归于平淡。
And then she
from glamorous life
to a very normal life
into 这个 plain
ordinary
life. Ordinary life. 她说有一次回国。
One time she went back to China.
跟她以前的同学聚聚吃个饭。
And met with some of her classmates.
她说我的同学问我第一句话，我听了好不舒服啊。
She said the first questions my classmates asked me made me very uncomfortable.
她说你还是跟着那个人吗？
She says they said are you still with the same guy?
她说我已经换了三个了。
And the person says I've already exchanged three guys.
弟兄姊妹们，你看哈，今天仇敌啊破坏的何等厉害。
How severe is the destruction of the enemies nowadays?
因为家在神的心中是一个非常荣耀、非常美丽的思想。
Because a family or a house in God's eyes is a very beautiful thought.
这个家的意念最初是借着婚姻来表达的。
The meaning of family must be expressed through marriage in the beginning.
所以主耶稣在这里讲，这是神所配合的，他要彰显一个奥秘，两个人可以成为一个体。
And the Lord said, two will become one. This is a mystery that God wants to show.
我们知道主耶稣在这里只是讲到这个原则，但是解释它是保罗把它解释出来。
The Lord speak of it as a principle, and that Paul explained it.
保罗说这个成为一体这个奥秘是指着基督与教会说的。
Paul says became one flesh speaks of church and Christ.
所以今天我们在肉身中婚姻里面的各种的磨合，各种的摩擦，是为着。达到那个合一的。
So therefore, all of the rubbing against each other in marriage is to gain into that oneness.
弟兄姊妹们，这是婚姻的目的。
This is the purpose of the marriage.
这是神原初的旨意。
And this is God's original purpose.
所以在19章第4节、第8节，主说起初不是这样的。
That's why in verse 4 and 8, it says in the beginning it wasn't like this.
今天我们看见许许多多在神儿女们中间事情。都不是照着起初的样式。
And we see a lot of phenomena among God's children that we have gone away from the beginning.
我们需要被意象控制。
We need to be controlled.
我们的婚姻生活里面都需要意象。
So much for our marriage life.
弟兄姊妹们， 然后 接下讲到儿女。
Then it talks about children.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们不要拦阻孩子不到我面前来。
Jesus says, let the children alone, do not hinder them from coming to me.
因为呢，在天国里的正是这样的人。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such a.
所以神很重视儿童的。
So God really pays attention to our children.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天要摸到主的心意，我们知道怎样来教养我们的儿女。
If you're in touch of God's will, then you will know how to teach your children.
然后讲到我们在地上的产业。
It talks about our riches on earth.
啊，这关乎我们在地上我们的职业生活，我们一切外面的物质的得着。
It talks about our material gains as well as our jobs and occupations.
好，我要和大家交通在这里主讲到一件事情，在人不能的。
Here the Lord says, for man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
我们要在这些事情上面运用信心。
Over these matters, we need to use faith.
什么叫做运用信心呢？
What does it mean by using faith?
就是在人看我自己看环境是不可能的。
That is looking at yourself, looking at your environment, it is impossible.
但是我不活在自己和环境这个能力的里面。
But I don't want to live within myself or even among my circumstances.
我活在后面那句话，但是在神凡事都能。
I live in these two words, but for God all things are possible.
弟兄姊妹，若是你能这样子，那我们就会用信心。
If you're living in this way, you know how to use faith.
有一个弟兄啊，以往请他有一点服事，他都说我工作太忙，我身体啊，我太贫穷，不能。
In the past, when we asked a brother to serve, he says, "Oh, I'm too busy."
有一天主摸到他一点。
One time the Lord touched him.
啊，是再请他服事，
说
我还是不能。但是在主凡事都能，我接受，阿门。
And then when we ask him to do something, he says, "Well, I still cannot do it, but with God, all things are possible." Yes, I will take it.
他就回去祷告。
He went back to pray.
结果在那服事中，他就经历主。
And in that service, he experienced the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意这样呢？
Are you willing to be like this?
这个叫做被意象管制的生活。
This is what we mean by living a life that is vision controlled.
我跳过二十章。
I need to jump over chapter 20.
二十三章。
Chapter 23.
第七节。
Verse
7. 哦，不，第八节到第十二节。
Verse 8 to 12.
我们一起读一下。
Together, please.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。也不要受师尊的称呼。因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。弟兄姊妹，在这里主讲到侍奉。
Here the Lord mentions about service.
他说，也讲到教会的生活。
As well as church life.
他说，我们不要接受人称我们做拉比。
We don't want to accept people to call us rabbi.
我们知道在希伯来文里面，拉比的意思就是老师。
In Hebrew, rabbi means teacher.
他说你们都是弟兄。
We're all brothers.
你有老师的功用，这是可以的。
You have the function of a teacher, that's fine.
但是我们不要有一个老师的头衔。
But you don't want to have that reputation of being a teacher.
他说也不要称地上的人为父。
And you do not call the people of the earth your father.
因为我们只有一位父，就是我们的神。
Because we only have one father who is in heaven.
我们知道天主教把侍奉主的人最低级的就叫做父，叫做神父。
Among the Catholics, they call those who serve the fathers.
我们中文把它加了一个神，他们西方人就叫做 father.
The English people call them father.
我们很稀奇，他为什么没有读到这一段圣经？
We marvel how come they haven't read this.
那么今天主说也不要称为人为师
and do not be called leaders、
哦、不是 instructor 或者 teachers、
oh, 不要 teachers、
啊、因为呢你们只有一位你们的教师就是基督
you only have one which is Christ
但是今天很奇怪、啊、我们在教会服侍的人别人就喜欢叫你做牧师
it's amazing because in the church nowadays people may call a certain person pastor
我常常出去服侍别人就问我他说你我叫你牧师好不好
a lot of times I go up people say can I call you pastor
我说我是弟兄你就叫我伯弟兄
and I said no I'm a brother call me brother boy
不然你就叫我伯先生也可以
or you can call me Mr. boy
没有关系
it's okay
他说不不不不不我不叫牧师我自己心里不舒服
if I don't call you pastor I don't feel good
哈 弟兄姊妹，你看，这是一种人的传统。
It's a tradition of man.
变成宗教的东西。
It became something of a religious thing.
你知道，变成一种制度了。
It became actually a system.
真正主教导我们，我们在一起聚会，有功用的不同，有人像牧人一样。
When we gather together, we have different functions. Some may be like a shepherd.
有人有教导的恩赐。
Or some may be a teacher.
有人有先知的恩赐。
Or they have the gift of prophecy.
但是我们在尽功用的时候，把功用摆在基督的身体里。
As the fulfilling of function, we can place it in His body.
我们在生活中，在聚会里，永远是弟兄。
But in our daily lives, in the meeting, we are always forever brothers.
这是在意象中的生活。
This is a service within the vision.
很可惜啊，西方的天主教啊，把彼得封成教皇。
And so it's sad that
我想彼得啊，要平反也不容易。
People uplifted Peter as a pope, and it's hard for him to come down.
彼得到天上真是喊冤呢，我怎么是教皇呢？
So Peter must feel very awkward once he gets into heaven.
但是人硬要加给他一个东西。
And Peter, the people really gave him a title.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么不要这样子呢？
Why is it that we shouldn't give people titles?
因为这样子破坏身体。
Because that really destroys the body.
所以到启示录，主在更清楚的告诉约翰。
And more clearly, God told John in Revelation.
他说尼哥拉一党的人，他们的行为和教训你都不能记。
He said, "You should not be in touch with the teachings of the Nicolaitans."
尼格拉一党的就是、啊、他要把自己高于弟兄姊妹之上。
The Nicolaitans want to put themselves higher than the rest.
人要做主啊。
They want to be king.
这是非常危险的。
It's a very dangerous thing.
弟兄姊妹们，教会只能有一个头，就是基督。
The church can only have one head, and that is Christ.
任何的人或组织来代替基督该有的头元首的地位，弟兄姊妹。那是仇敌的工作。
Any man or organization take the place of Christ is really the work of the enemy.
主再说巴兰的教训和行为你们不能碰。
You should not be in touch with the teaching of Balaam.
巴兰是什么呢？
Who's Balaam?
用服侍来换工钱。
He uses service to change for money.
或者为着工价才服侍。
Or he served because of the wage.
那就是变成职业。
That becomes a job.
那个是直接的破坏信心的原则。
That directly destroys the principle of
faith. 尼格拉一党的行为教训呢，是直接的破坏身体的原则。
The teachings of Nicolaitans really destroys the principle of the body.
弟兄姊妹，这些是我们看见主在意象中给我们的要求。
These are the requirements the Lord has given to us.
我们要背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
We need to bear our own cross to follow Him.
在这些跟随的上面，主两次说到，在后的将要在前。
In these teachings, twice the Lord mentions, "Whoever is last shall be first."
第一次说到在后说在前，那是指着属灵的实际说的。
The first time the last shall be first speaks of spiritual reality.
在二十章里面讲在后的将要在前，那指着。最后一个时代得胜的人得奖赏的人他们是先得奖赏
and the second time it mentions the last shall be first speaks of the time period at the very end those who serve will be first
这就是为什么老底嘉教会的得胜者直接到宝座上的原因
and that's why the overcomer in the later CN
那是另外一个题目
they will be taken directly to the throne
我就停在这里
I stop here
愿主祝福他的话
May the Lord bless his word
愿我们每一个人都有一个爱慕和心愿说主啊，我愿意做你的门徒。
That all of us will have this desire to say, Lord, I do want to be your disciple.
像刚才我们小弟兄选那个诗歌说 ，Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Just like our brother said, chose the song, Lord, I want to be a Christian.
这首诗歌我在大学时代，我和几位弟兄们常常唱。
I sang this song a lot in my college.
这是一首黑人灵歌。
It's a spiritual song.
The
Negro spiritual.
如果是男生四重唱，非常好听。
It's a beautiful song if people sing in four parts.
啊，这个 men's quartet， 啊，非常好听。盼望这不是我们耳朵欣赏一下，真成为我们心里面的祷告。
May this be not something that we appreciate with our hearing, but it's truly our prayer.
主啊，我要做你的门徒。
Lord, I want to be a disciple.
求你教导我。
Please teach me.
带领我。
And guide me.
愿主祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless our brothers and sisters.
我不祷告好吧我请弟兄有几位弟兄姊妹带我们在主面前
Can a few of us please lead us in prayer
好不好